okay, this person asked me to, well, me, okay. This person requested a comforting, uplifting stuff because I am so sad right now. I really wish I knew why you were sad so I can, like, help you out with, like, a more specific kind of thing. I mean, I'm totally, like, it's totally understandable if you don't want to tell me. Like, I'm not asking for that. I mean, I am. Like, I literally just did. But, like, don't if you don't want to. Like, I would never want someone to be in, like, some sort of position that they don't want to tell me something that they don't want to tell me. Wait. Yeah. Okay, you know what I mean. So, I guess I'll just try to think of, like, super awesome things or things that make me really happy or things, like, if I'm sad, whatever. At least recently, like, at work, I have a coworker who hasn't been working a lot just because there's some people in management that have been kind of bullying her by not scheduling her a lot of hours. And it's kind of really sad. Like, she's just, like, an older woman. She doesn't move as fast as everyone else does, but that's not her fault. She wasn't able to afford groceries, and that made me, like, really sad. Like, obviously, it's not my fault, but, like, it's, like, still really shitty. Like, I just hate the way that people treat people sometimes, and, like, I don't know. Like, me and a couple coworkers thought of the idea to just, like, pitch in some money together and just, like, give her that money so she could buy some groceries, and she started crying. I was really, I don't know if I was happy or sad, but I wasn't there when they gave it to her. Like, I just came back from my lunch break when they did, and, like, they were all crying, and I was just like, what happened? And they were just like, oh, we gave it to her, and she's crying, and I'm like, oh my god. So, I don't know. I don't know why you're sad again. I don't know if it's some sort of situation that, like, if you're, like, either just depressed for whatever reason, which is totally, you know, okay, obviously, but, you know, just, there's always some sort of, like, positivity, and, like, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, you know, the reason why you're in darkness is because there's something casting a shadow, you know, and that's the light, you know, and there's just some sort of object that you have to overcome to get through that light, if that makes sense. Maybe it does. I don't know. I feel like I'm a really bad motivational speaker, but I like to think that I am at the same time, like, good at it, but I know I'm bad. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. It doesn't. It probably doesn't, but it's okay. Sometimes if you're sad, like, it's just good to be sad too. Like, if I'm sad, I'll try to watch things that I know will make me cry and just, like, get all that emotion out. Sometimes it's just really good to cry, and, like, I don't know, that's what I do. Sometimes I'll listen to songs that I really, really like. Like, I really like the song, You Get What You Give. I forget who it's by, but I'm sure you know what song it is. Maybe you do, maybe you don't, I don't know. Just, like, little songs or something. I think I've even made recordings for myself, on my phone to listen to if I'm, like, really upset. It's just important to really know your worth and, like, you know, value those around you. I'm so bad at this. I feel really bad. If you have a pet, cuddle your pet or something. Take a nap. Just do something that makes you really, really happy and maybe you'll feel better. Like, I don't know. That's, like, the best advice I can give, and it's pretty bad advice, so I'm really sorry.